Welcome back, Forever Brawlers, to the 36th episode. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Trey.
And today we're going to be going over the top 5 basket brawlers. So, yeah, this episode is going to be pretty quick because we have to go eat dinner pretty soon. So, sorry about that. But I feel like this is a good episode because Basket Brawl is back in the game for, I'm not sure for how long, but it's in it right now. And I feel like this is a needed episode. Because it might go away soon, and it's good to let you guys know who's good in this mode. I think that's, and we'll also read off the replies we got from last episode, and, that'll be good. So, thank you for replying. We got, I think, it's like 6 or 7 replies, which I think is pretty good. So, also, I just had a football game, so I'm really tired. Just in case you're curious, we won, and I was rushing the passer, and I got 2 sacks, which is pretty cool. I didn't get a touchdown, but that's fine, I guess. So this means we're 2-1 for the season, which is pretty cool. We lost to a team, and it was pretty close. We lost by, like, 3 points. I'll keep you guys posted on my football season if you want that. We'll just see. Later in the season.
I have a football team, and I'm undefeated. Yeah. I don't know why, but I beat the Cardinals, and Raiders, and we beat the Cowboys.
Yeah. We're following football right now, and, like, for the NFL, and it's really fun. I really recommend watching football. Super fun to watch. And then, what's your favorite team, Trey, for football?
I kind of like the Bucks.
You like the Bucks?
A little bit. I don't know.
Why? It's definitely because of Tom Brady.
Well, yeah.
I don't even like Tom Brady that much.
Okay, I think Tom Brady's fine.
I don't think he's that good.
I like him, except just that he's so... Why is he still playing football?
Yeah, he's like 50. He's not 50, but he's really old. My favorite team is definitely the Chargers.
I love the Chargers.
I just ordered a jersey for their quarterback, Justin Herbert.
Oh my, he's so good.
It looks sick. The jersey came. It's going to be my Halloween costume for sure. It looks so good. But yeah. Justin Herbert, MVP season if his ribs weren't hurt this season. But yeah, sorry for going on that tangent. I just like talking about football. So without further ado, let's just hop straight into this episode. Okay, so the 5th best basketball brawler is Frank. So, it's pretty obvious why he's really good. It's because, first of all, he can get people away from the ball with his gadget. And he can also, both of his gadgets are pretty busted in this mode. Because he can kill, like, lots of people with that gadget. I think that gadget's very underrated. And it can do a lot of damage if used right. Frank can deal like 9,000 damage with one shot, if you didn't know, with like Chrono Ruff's buff thing, 8-bits totem thing, and with the star power where he gets a kill where he does more damage, and then once he has damage gear on and the gadget, he can deal like 9,000 damage. He can one shot every other brawler in the game except Frank, a different Frank. He's very, I think he's B tier, maybe. Bottom of the A tier, Frank is, but okay. I don't really think he would be an A tier. He's
also
just not that good.
A pretty good thing about him, really good thing about him, the stun. And I recommend I recommend not doing the stun if someone's really far away, because then they have chance of running away since it takes a little while to actually make the cracks in the ground to stun them. So,
his super's pretty good because he can change supers and get 2 or 3 people in his radius. And once they're stunned, once it's a team wipe, it's basically a free goal if you know how to make the shot, if you actually know how to, like, make a basket, which is pretty easy unless you're going from, like, a weird angle or something. I really like going to the bottom or the top and just shooting it because then you have a really good angle. Frank, definitely good pick, lots of health, and... He can basically walk the ball in if you know how to shoot it well. Frank, definitely 5th best brawler. So number four, I'm going to say is BB, because her health and star power just allow her to get to the hoop really easily and take a good shot. If you didn't know, her gadget allows her to heal. And her star power gives her a shield when she has her, knockback shot charge. So, yeah. I think her knockback is really good, because, like, if there's someone about to get the ball in, you can just knock them back away from the ball, and then you have the ball in your hands, and you could super it away if you need to. And also, her super is good here because it's a small map, and you can chain him pretty easily. And also, an honorable mention, I would say, is Mortis, because he can charge his super really easily here, and he can chain him too, because it's like the enemies are very bunched up, and I think.
And about BB, if you see, like, so let's say a person's going through a small lane with a pretty long wall and they're going in between it, and you have your super, just put it right through that middle, and it can get like a lot of damage or possibly a free kill.
Yeah. So, a little bit, this is a little bit off topic, but I did face a professional trick shotter the other day, Joshy. So he has like 51,000 subscribers, and he is insane. Like, I can send you a screenshot if you really want it. And he finessed us. So I can just do a quick recap of the game. So he gets the ball first. I was playing Carl. And then he trick shots it. He, like, gets a double jump. And then he, like, breaks up on our walls and shoots it, like, right when he broke up in the wall. And then I get a team wipe later in the game with my super. And it was really, really good. And then we score. And then it goes to overtime. And then the trick, there's, like, 3 seconds left. And right before it's about to go to overtime, one of his teammates does a trick shot into the goal, and it completely finessed us for the win. But they also, I think it was cool what they were doing. They were running a Jackie and Dynamike. Joshy was Dynamike. So the Jackie would rebuild the walls once the Dynamike destroyed him. So that's kind of a little weird what they were doing. So Dynamike would break open the walls, and then the Jackie would rebuild them so they can trick shot even more. It was pretty funny. Enough about that. Sorry if I'm boring you. I can send you a screenshot if you want proof. He has, like, rank 32 Mortis and rank 30 Dynamike, which is cool. Number three is Poco. I feel like Poco is in a good spot, especially in the meta, because he's just very good with the healing. He's definitely the go-to healer now. And with the Screeching solo, you can reach basically everybody on the map. I feel like he can just, and like I said, enemies bunch up in basketball a lot, so you can get team wipes easily with Screeching solo and his high damage attack now. Poco's definitely getting a nerf after this next set of balance changes. Also, he can do his gadget on his teammate, and then his teammate can go in, because, like, he's going to take a little damage, your team's going to take a little damage, but then they'll heal a little bit, and then they'll be able to just get an easy goal. And same with his super. I might be overrating him a little bit in basketball, but I feel like he's really, honestly, a great pick for basketball, because he can just get easy team wipes and stuff.
He came from, like, some of the worst brawlers in the game to possibly the best brawler in the game.
Yeah.
So, he got a huge buff. It was massive.
Yeah. Ooh, people know about that. I didn't go over the balance changes, but you guys probably know about them. I can send any of you guys a screenshot of the, the brawlers I think is the best right now. Ranked. If you guys want that, but you probably don't want that. Max is number two. So, her speed, I think, allows her to get her and her teammates to the goal very easily. And with her gadget, she can tank a shot pretty easily. Especially if there's, like, a BB or a Gale trying to super you or something and you knocks back, you can just use your gadget right through it. If you're a pretty skilled max, I'm not very good at max, but I've seen people that are insane with max, and they can just completely finesse everyone in basketball. But I've pushed my max a little bit, not really. I still have a like below rank 20, but I'm probably not gonna get around to pushing max for a while. But yeah, Max is also very good in the meta, so that's another reason why she's good. But yeah, like I said, her speed is so good in this, because she like her teammates can just get the ball, go speedy, and then they can just pass the ball up, and it's an easy goal. And there's really nothing the enemy can do about it unless they're some like really good brawler that can knock you back. But it's hard to knock back your whole enemy team. So yeah. Max, very, very good brawler, definitely taking the number two spot. And then number one, you probably guessed it, it's Gale, because he just has so many ways to stop your enemies from, like, getting the ball in the hoop. So, honestly, I think he's A tier, like, top of the A tier, also, because I feel like he can just do a lot of damage and counter tanks really well. Yeah. Gale's really good, and I feel like his Twister gadget can block off a lane really well. So like let's say like I said, it's really easy to shoot at the bottom part, and it's basically a guaranteed make. It's basically a guaranteed mid goal if you can get to the bottom of the map. So I would recommend putting your Twister down there so they can't really get down there and get a good clean shot. So yeah, Max, I mean, I'm not Max, Gale, very good brawler. Also has a lot of health, so he can get by enemies pretty well. He's, like, average amount of health, a little bit above average, I'll say. Yeah, at power 11, I think he has, like, 5,400, maybe. I don't have him power 11 yet, but I might try to get him there eventually. But, yeah, what do you have to say about this, Trey?
Yeah, so, star power, super, anything that knocks back.
But also, both of his star powers work in this mode, because you can use the super to knock him into the wall and just kill him, or you can use the slowing gadget.
And what am I saying? Star power.
Yeah, slowing star power, and you can get, postpone them getting to the inside of your point line or getting close to your goal. Hoop, I guess. I don't know why I keep saying goal. I mean hoop. But yeah, so I think that's about it for the segment. So let's just hop straight into the replies for episode 35, I think. Yeah. All right. Okay, so the first reply is from Sama. And they say it's between Poco and Sam. They are both just so broken, but I think Poco is better overall. So this is for best brawlers in the game, top five. I feel like Poco and Sam are both very good. And Poco, I think I put as number three. Also honorable mentions include Griff for basketball, because he's very good at countering tanks, and tanks are pretty decent in this mode. So, I would recommend also playing... I would also recommend playing Griff. So I'm Yo Bob De God says, number one, Sam, number two, Max, number three, Gif, number four, Poco. I have a very weird opinions. I mean, it's the same ones that I had for top five, just in a different order. This is also Jordan. How can I friend you? Can you see your player tag or put it in the description or something? Because I really want you'll play with you. So I put my friend request, I put my friend ID in the description of the podcast. Which is like, I think you're on Apple Podcasts, you can just scroll down all the way to the bottom once you click on my podcast, and then you'll see it there. I can put it in the description of this podcast if you really want me to. I'll do that, I guess. But all this stuff is in the description of the podcast, not the description of the episode, just to be clear. So, sorry if there's been some confusion about that. But yeah, so Link says, Poco is super OP. He has good damage and can unlike so fast. I think he means unload so fast. And also, what device do you play Brawl Stars on, and does it send you home every match? I play Brawl Stars on an iPhone. I have an iPhone 12.
And I have an iPod.
Yeah, he has an iPod Touch. We don't have iPads because we just don't really. I might try to get an iPad, but I don't really think it will. I know people that play on iPads and it's just like so much better. But I'm like, phone's fine. It's really not that big of a deal. Sorry about that. Yeah, I play on an iPhone. So, and I do not get kicked out of the game every time I play a match. That might be a problem. You might want to contact Supercell if this is happening to you. Thank you for the reply. And Hayden S. says, probably Sam or Poco. So, yeah, Sam and Poco are both very good. And they also complement each other pretty well.
And you can't friend us that much since we're not a free-to-play player. So, we can't play anytime we want.
Oh, we can usually play like an hour a day, though.
Yeah.
And then Miles R. says, Sam, do you have him? I don't. Yeah, I have Sam. I bought the Brawl Pass this season.
And I'm going to have
And he's
going to
buy the Brawl Pass. I'm going to get Trey a $25 Apple gift card so we could buy this Brawl Pass and get Sam. And if you want to send Trey a birthday present, you can do the Patreon stuff. And we'll be very grateful. And yeah, I'll also give you a face reveal and name reveal if you are interested in that. But yeah, just do that if you want to, but I don't really expect anyone to do that. And then Dickless says, Sam is just busted. So yeah, I feel like, yeah, honestly, a skilled Sam can just completely team wipe and like instantly.
The one tap with his super.
Well, he can't one tap anyone.
He can one tap a lot of people though.
No, he can't. He can't one tap anyone.
BT1,
Benton 1? Yeah. Yeah, but he had like 9 power cubes.
Okay.
All right. Well,
fair enough.
Yeah, you can one tap with like when you have 9 power cubes with almost anyone.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. But yeah, I think that's about it for this episode. Make sure to leave a 5-star review to get shouted out. I don't think we have any new ones. Make sure to leave a 5-star review. Do the Patreon stuff if you want to. yeah. And you can answer the Spotify question. You can email me. And you can talk to me on Discord. I have Discord now. So you can do that. Just like DM me if you want to talk or something, and I'm probably not going to make a forever Brawl server, but I would recommend joining the Mortis Brawl server, because I'm on that one, and same with, like, a few other people, that also listen to this podcast, but yeah, I think that's about it. Make sure to, listen to my other episodes if you haven't had a chance to, and, yeah, so, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.